As of a little while ago, the Dow was down about 300 points. I'm afraid to look again. Let's talk to the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Atlantic Coast Mortgage, David Hochberg. What's going on in the market today, Dave?
Hey, Bob. It's not good.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Have a nice day. Tip your waiters. No. The bond market is out of control. Secretary Bessent came in to save the bond market, had a bond auction. Nobody was buying it, so he basically said that he's going to buy $4 billion worth of bonds, which kind of dropped the yield a little bit yesterday. And you look at it today, and it's right back up. So $4 billion isn't going to impact anything right now. What does that mean for our listeners who own homes or don't own homes? That means that inflation's out of control. We're over, our U.S. debt eclipsed $40 trillion. Bond traders do not like that, and they want a higher yield on their money. Why is that important to everybody? Because every listener out there is going to pay more money for everything, every good and service that they buy because of the inflation. And you could put your head in the sand, say it's not there and the economy is great. It's not, and we have a ton of inflation. Look at what happened with Walmart today. They missed sales, right? If people aren't spending money in Walmart, what's that telling you, Bob? They don't have freaking money. So, yeah, it's not good out there. Everybody that I follow, Rick Santelli, a fantastic analyst down at the Chicago Board of Trade, kind of went off on a tangent. He's got a video out there. Strongly recommend everybody to watch it. And if we don't get spending under control, Bob, we're going to have, he predicts, 12 and 13% interest rates.
Isn't this something that we hear almost annually? We got to get it under control. It's out of control. Yeah. Haven't we heard this? Haven't we been here before?
Yeah, but when the politicians on both sides of the aisle are full of crap, when we give tax breaks to the higher earners out there, and we don't cut spending, even though, you know, according to Elon Musk and Howard Lutnick, those two clowns, we are going to cut $2 trillion from the from the deficit. Kind of missed that by $1.9 trillion. Okay, so there's a one way out of it, Bob. You got to cut spending and you got to grow the economy. And according to the experts that I follow, you can't grow the economy fast enough to get us out of this. So we need to cut and cut deep.
Well, if you want to call in and argue with David Hochberg, you can do that Saturday morning starting at 10 on WGN. Before you go today, talk about the help available to our veterans.
Yeah. So I got a call, Bob. This is very interesting. Got a call. Well, it's not interesting. It's kind of sad. Received a call from a veteran. He's 50% service-connected disabled. Lives in a $600,000 home. He has a great job. He owes $414,000 on his mortgage. Got into some financial challenges due to some health things going on with his wife. Loaded up on his credit card debt, filed a Chapter 13. He passed through a Chapter 13 in December of last year, started making payments of $1,500 a month and $98,000 to pay his Chapter 13 back in 5 years. That $1,500 is kind of putting a crimp on his household expenses. So he gave me a call to see if he could refinance. The answer is absolutely yes, Bob. You can refinance the remaining balance of a Chapter 13 into a VA loan. But here's the caveats. You need to have shown 1 full year of payments on time, which on December 1st, after he makes his payment, will be able to close his new loan to roll in the outstanding balance, would be about $80,000 into his $415,000 mortgage. And we have to get the trustee's permission, which we obviously hopefully will get, showing the trustee that this borrower has reestablished his credit, that this disabled veteran who served our country honorably and nobly, and we're going to be benefiting him and his family by rolling in the debt into a new mortgage. And by the end of December, he'll be in a new loan, consolidate his Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and he'll be on his way.
More from David Hochberg on the radio here Saturday morning right after House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. Does your show have a name? What's it called? Too Much Caffeine Radio?
Too Much Caffeine, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Bob.
Oh, Home Sweet Home, that's
the number one rated show on WGN Saturdays, Bob, between the hours of 10 and 1 o'clock.
The modest David Hochberg.
I want to put it out there, Bob.